As you all know, the government is about to pass a law setting the speed limit at 110 kilometers per hour on motorways. I'd like today to have a discussion about this decision. But first, let's start with a quick survey. I'd like to know who owns a car. Could you please raise your hands?
Yes, yes.
Okay, it seems that most of you are concerned then. Do you see any reason that might motivate this law?
Well, it's obvious that the main reason is the number of casualties on motorways. The statistics are very clear. Do you realise that thousands of people die on roads each year?
I think Mrs. X would like to intervene. Please go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't think this is the main reason. I suppose the real motivation is to reduce fuel consumption.
According to you, what could be the implications of this law?
Well, some people argue that it would save lives. Others complain that they will fall asleep and be less vigilant.
I suppose Mrs. X has got a different point of view?
Yes, indeed. In my opinion, people will no longer use motorways if they have to drive slowly.
Do you see any alternative if we want to reduce oil consumption?
As far as I know, biofuels could be a good solution.
What is your general feeling about this new law?
Personally, I think that we should both have controls to prevent speeding and incentives to generalise biofuels.
Do you have any objection to this law?
If the main objective is to reduce oil consumption, I don't think a speed limit is the best solution. I'm convinced that electric cars with fuel cells would be the ideal solution.
Let's sum up what we have discussed so far. We have two views. It seems that some of you are in favour of a speed limit for safety and energy savings. On the other hand, some of you propose to use more biofuels and electricity. Could we have a quick vote? Those in favour of the speed limit?
Yes, yes. Yes.
That's 6 votes. Those in favour of alternative sources of energy?
Yes, yes.
That's 10 votes. Well, there seems to be a lot of support in favour of the alternative sources of energy. Thank you all for your participation.